breaking news on the trending technology you need and can't live without. Ari Zoldan of Quantum Media Group, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, it is Tuesday. I like to take a look at what's going on technology-wise in the news, at least. And there is a rather big story I want to talk with Ari Zoldan about, the head of Quantum Media. He rejoins us. Ari, it looks like if people are watching business or technology, you often see Tesla and Elon Musk bantied about in the headlines. But there's something going on in the water there. What is happening? Four straight days that they've had sell-offs, and this last one was big enough to plunge Elon Musk from number one to number two on the world's wealthiest list. What's going on?
Yeah, so Kevin, frankly, I don't feel bad for him. You know, I don't.
Well, I didn't say I did. I'm just saying.
All right, so he's not the number. He's the number. In all seriousness, though, this is a pretty big deal. The stock plunged over the past couple of days about 13%, which leaves the stock price at about $619 now, and wiped off about $15 billion of its worth. So that's pretty substantial. And that came about because, if you remember, we spoke about last segment, he invested about $1.5 billion in Coin and Ether. And then he came out a while ago saying, you know, hey, I think it's a bit overvalued. And that kind of shook the markets after he invested $1.5 billion in that. So it's definitely rattled markets, rattled Tesla. And again, he took out $15 billion off of his net worth. So it was pretty substantial.
All right. You're breaking up just a little bit, Ari, but I think I got all of that. But here's my cynical kind of reaction to that. If he dumps $1.5 billion into Bitcoin, turns around and says, you know, it seems, you know, a bit high priced. Is this his way of opening up a lower price opportunity to maybe pick up some more at a discounted rate because of the inertia he created around the concern that the price was too high?
But it's an excellent question. I don't know what was going on in his mind. You know, maybe he was, you know, maybe he did go in high and then he had second thoughts, which happens all the time. But I necessarily wouldn't share that with my shareholders right after the fact, because a guy like Musk can actually move the market. So maybe he should have, you know, maybe possibly thought about investing $1.5 billion into Bitcoin prior. But kind of interesting, I've never seen that dynamic before where someone goes, takes a massive position. Again, shareholders own part of that money, right? So I was a little bit surprised that, you know, a day or two later, he went ahead and he said, hey, wait, you know, my investment market overall is probably inflated a bit. So again, because of that, you know, the stock price really plunged 13%. So that's big news. That's big news certainly in the market.
Yeah. Well, it's and see if you can get that phone a little bit closer to the base there, Ari. We're still having a little bit of trouble. But the issue there, I mean, they estimated that on the $1.5 billion buy into Bitcoin that he made about $1 billion off of that. So he had some room. If you think about it, he had some room to kind of maybe lose a little bit of ground on there. If he can drive it down to his if he can speculate publicly, get the price to drop, he could pick up, you know, another big swath of share of Bitcoin and, you know, still have money to be made. I'm not saying it was a wise thing to do for his own company, but I do wonder if there's another kind of game at play, because Elon does not seem to be the kind of guy that does things impulsively. So unless I'm reading him wrong.
Yeah, no, it's interesting. I mean, I don't know. I mean, there's also a bigger question to ask, Kevin, is, you know, if they're in the business producing you know, cars, why are they going ahead and why is he parking a big stash of cash into Bitcoin? We know now that the relationship, Tesla will be taking in Bitcoin to purchase some of the, for individuals to purchase some of their cars. But, you know, they're really kind of going off track a bit. So I'm interested to find out how this plays out in the next couple of weeks.
All right. Well, we'll see where all that goes. It's going to be an interesting thing. But, you know, with he and the other big investment into Bitcoin over the last couple of weeks, or crypto at least, you've got a lot of interest in that sector that may not have been there otherwise. And I'm still not, I'm still thoroughly unconvinced. In fact, with it, what it looks like the spending bills are going to be coming out of Washington, I'm more inclined now than ever to just sock everything into gold and silver and just to hold on to it. Because
I agree with you, Kevin. I totally agree with you. And this, quite frankly, I think Bitcoin can go down, and my guess is it will, may go down as the greatest hype story this country has ever seen. It may be a bit of an exaggeration, but I do believe in terms of, you know, having this overplayed and the hype around it, I think it's dangerous. And quite frankly, I feel Tesla too is, and this is not just my opinion, but I do think Tesla is still valued quite substantially also.
That could be the case. I don't particularly fault Musk for trying to have a stake in the crypto world, because people that are going to buy cars, the prices of which his company turns them out, they're already such big ticket items that those might be the very people that would prefer to pay with Bitcoin. And, you know, so I kind of get that. But we'll see where it all goes. It's none of the economic indicators, at least according to what I read and listen to on a regular basis, seem to be pointing in a direction where the average consumer should do anything remotely similar in nature. Hey, let me move to this other story. Google Maps is now going to let you pay for parking and transit without ever leaving the Google Map app. Ari, this is getting a little creepy to me. I've told you for years the robots are going to kill us, but I think it might not be robots. I think it might just be the Google app. I think the Google app's going to knife us all in our sleep.
It's going to be revenge of the apps, right? This is great innovation coming out of course, Google. You're going to be able to pay your parking ticket through an app embedded in Google that's layered on Google Maps. So remember the days where you'd have to run back to your car to be able to
meter?
Well, right. Well, now that's going to be going away, and you can now fill it remotely.
Universally. That's going to be crazy. That's going to be crazy. Ari Zoldan, always appreciate your insights. Thank you for being with us.
You bet. Thank you.
All right. Kevin McCullough, coming right back.